Alex Pavlovich joins us of the Bay Area Newspaper Group right here live in the bunker. As I said, Al, you know, sort of a winning attitude and coming around this ball club now. They expect it to happen.
Yeah, I think we all do too. I was watching last night and at some point decided to put a movie on and just kind of figured they were going to win somehow and fell asleep and woke up this morning and kind of saw how it happened. So I think everybody around this team, everybody who's been watching them, expects them to find a way. It helps when the Mets are the Mets and do Mets things as they did last night. So, you know, everything's kind of going in the right direction right now.
A throwback for me to the old Mets. I know I've said it a few times on the air, but this is the way they were in the 60s. You know, they would get stuck in elevators. Yeah. They would bat out of order. You know, the famous fly ball to the outfield, and the shortstop had a center fielder who didn't understand English, and the shortstop would say, yo lo tengo, that I have it. And then he was run over by the left fielder who didn't understand Spanish. You know, it was that kind of stuff, Frank Thomas. So that's the way the Mets played back then. They'd miss bases. They'd have two on a base. And it really helped last night. But the truth of the matter is, Hudson, as off as he was last night, he struck out Colon three times to end innings, which were huge with people on base. And then he limited the damage last night.
He did, and we've seen a lot of guys do that this year. We've seen Kane do it. He did it in Colorado when he was having, you know, one of his worst outings. I think he got through seven that day, and that was when Hector Sanchez hit that home run in extra innings. I mean, you have to get through. You have to give your bullpen a chance to not have to extend itself. And if you can get through five, if you can get through six and make sure that Bochy can use his guys the way he has to, you know, that's a huge difference at the end of some of these games. He also got a little bit of help. I'm sure he went home and was quite happy when he watched the highlights of the Mets kind of bungling that double to right field. And that was huge. It allowed Colon to come up and be the third out of the inning, and he's a guy who has no chance at the plate. So, you know, when you're going right, things like that go your way, and you have to take advantage of it. You have to go home and look at that night and realize we had a couple things go right and a couple breaks there, and we took advantage, and we got a win. Good teams do that.
Washington is coming in. Washington, they're not the Mets. The Washington Nationals are a good, solid baseball club. They've given the Giants trouble over the years. The Giants are going to see Steven Strasburg. Pfister is in there as well, and a couple other. Rourke and Tienen, I think, is on Thursday. All good right-handed pitchers. I'm looking forward to the Washington series. I think it's another sort of grading area for the ball club to see how they play.
Yeah, I'm kind of waiting for another National League team here to step up and show itself. I think if you look around the league, that's what's so jarring, not just how well the Giants are playing, but also how poorly some of these other contenders are playing and teams that you would expect. You know, the Giants, with the record they have, they should have a three- or four-game lead on the rest of the league. But you would expect a St. Louis, a Cincinnati, a Washington, a Los Angeles, somebody else to be up there and somebody else to kind of be headed for 95 wins, but nobody else has really shown that so far. And Washington, I think, is a team that can do it. If I'm not mistaken, I think I picked them to be in the World Series at the beginning of the year. So they certainly are talented. I know they've had some injury issues and some other issues here and there, but they have the pitching that they should be able to get it done.
Yeah, Harper's out. Zimmerman's now in left field. I don't know how he can throw from left field. He couldn't throw from third base, but they got him in left field now. But then LaRoche has given the Giants trouble over the years. Harper is injured. Soriano can close, and as I say, those starting pitchers can play. Yeah, you know, I was thinking about it. First, I haven't seen the Brewers yet either. Now, that's a team that still is sort of in control of the Central. The Cardinals are bumbling along. The Reds and Pirates can't get out of each other's way. So the Brewers are another team that we won't see till August to see what they're going to do. But I was thinking about it coming in today. I said, you know, the Giants are doing well, and the spotlight is on them, and it happens in baseball that a team has one of those years where it all clicks. You got no injuries of note that knock you out, and you do. You win your 94, 95 games. You get in the playoffs. Then the fun starts with the five-game series. And I said, boy, what if St. Louis gets in? And somehow the Giants end up playing St. Louis, and you got to deal with Wainwright and Waka. That's not so simple. Now, of course, you got to come back with, you know, Bumgarner and, you know, Kane at that point, so you have some weapons. But these five-game series, that is the difference maker on how you do in the playoffs. It really is.
Yeah, it'll be really interesting. You know, they haven't had a season like this in decades, and really even the last two championship teams. You had the team that that just barely squeaked by San Diego. Yeah. And then in 2012, they really put it on in August and September and pulled away from the division. But right now, I mean, they have a chance today to go 10.5 up if the Dodgers lose and the Giants win. And I know it's still June, and I know they're not looking at this as something where they're running away from it. But really, they are running away from teams right now. And it'll be interesting to see how that plays out coming into the postseason, because they've been used to playing competitive baseball through the end of the year. And you expect one of these teams to be there, and they're going to be some tough matchups. So I think the Giants, they're going to have to look at this team, and at some point, probably in late July, if they're still going like this, I think you have to start looking at, you know, how you match up in the postseason and what you need and what you need to go out and get.
Yeah, a long way to go in baseball. It's an eternity for how much longer the season goes. You have a 9.5 game lead. You have a bad week. You go 2-7, and the other team chasing you goes 8-1, and before you know it, you got a 2-game lead with 67 games to go. So you never, ever take anything for granted. But I will say this, and I thought this last week too, and we talked about it on the air. When you're 4.5 back, you want to be careful you don't go 9.5 back. And that's just what happened. When you're 9.5 back, you want to be careful you don't go 12.5 back. So there's really pressure on the chasers right now to stay and keep up with the Giants.
Yeah, and you know, we keep saying it is early, it is June, but yeah. I think you can start talking about if they are still at this point, you know, at the end of July and in early August, and you start thinking about these things. But yeah, right now, Los Angeles is on the road. They're in Colorado, a team that plays well at home, and you know, they're reeling right now, and that's why we talk about it. It's never too early to put a game or two up on the Dodgers and up on the other teams there and really kind of put the hammer down. And this is a stretch where they're playing 20 of 25 at home, and they're 2-0 right now. I really think they have an opportunity here to put the division out of reach, because it doesn't matter how well you play. If you're 13 back at some point, it's going to be impossible at the end of June.
Unless it's 1951 or 1995 with the Angels and the Mariners. It's happened. It happens. August is the month. That's where you got to make your move if you're back. But it's a team you're chasing, and if they have good pitching and they're solid, it's very tough to beat them. So we'll see. But it's certainly a lot of fun. It's a lot more fun being 41-21 than 21-41, I'll tell you that. Yesterday we had Comic Book Hero Day out at the ballpark. I know you weren't here yesterday. Were you a comic book guy?
I was not a comic book guy. I was
superhero.
My parents were of the go outside variety, so I was not into most of that stuff. I loved Superman when I was a kid. I used to watch that show with what's his name? I don't know. That attractive woman. And
Lois Lane?
Yeah, the Terry Hatcher and, and the
I'm
other
going
guy.
Back to Lois, the
I used to watch that show after school, but other than that, was not a big superhero guy.
All right, well, it was a lot of fun out here last night seeing it. The Mets are here. Lindskum has the whammy on the Mets, and who knows why, but you've seen Lindskum pitch a lot this year. This is a ball club that takes a lot of walks. Challenge for him today.
Yeah, you never know what you're going to get with Timmy. I think, you know, he's coming off a rough one and certainly has talked about trying to get consistency. And you know, this is for him, again, a good opportunity here. We talk about the team playing 20 of 25 at home, but I also think you can look at some individuals who maybe pitch better here and have more success here. And Timmy, you know, he is still a superhero to the fans out there. I mean, he is still an absolute hero to everybody out there. And when he gets going early, they get going, and they have an ability to lift him a little bit. So he's going to have some starts here, a chance to, like he did against the Braves a couple weeks ago, you know, a chance to kind of get going early and have a really good one and get that confidence going. I think for him, that's a big part of it is having the confidence to throw any pitch at any time and know that he's going to be successful. So this is a chance for him, you know, against a team that doesn't have a very good lineup, too, and I believe David Wright's not going to play today.
Well,
so,
3-for-23 off Lindskum.
Yeah, so, you know, maybe it wouldn't have mattered anyway, but yeah, good opportunity for him to get back in the right direction.
All right. If Lindskum had a sense of drama and Hollywood in him, he would wear a cape down to the bullpen to warm up today. You know, get a little flair here.
Yeah, you know, I
guess they wouldn't go over in baseball very well.
I've seen a lot of guys in there wear some weird stuff, but
that's right. You got the Viking stuff and all that going on.
Yeah, Tim wears a fanny pack all the time, so I don't know that a cape would be too far out of norm.
Hey, someone emailed me about Michael Morse and the goggles. What, does he wear goggles all the time? Not for hitting, I would imagine.
I
but in the
seen
field,
it
he's wearing goggles.
Two nights ago, which maybe, you know, maybe a poor job by me, or maybe he hasn't been doing it. I know I saw him on the way in here on his scooter, so he's here. I'll ask him about it. I'll get an answer. Yeah, I hadn't noticed it until I was watching home on Friday. So I don't know how long it's been going on, but you know, it's working for him. He's actually been pretty good over there first. So
been
whatever
terrific.
Works.
Been terrific. Hey, Alex, thank you so much. Have a good day, and I look forward to having you on, of course, next weekend.
All right. Thanks, Marty.
All right. That's Alex Pavlovich, a junior now. He's a third year, and he's got, boy, he's right up there with the good blogs. Good blogs. Yes, he's old. All right. 808 KMBR is our number.